Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, September 4th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of environmental and energy news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Terra Innovatum announces post-closing board and names former Framatome CEO Catherine Williams as chair. Terra Innovatum, a developer of micro-modular nuclear reactors and GSR3 Acquisition Corp, announced nominees for the board of directors post-closing of the proposed business combination with GSRT. The board will include former Framatome CEO Catherine Williams as chair, along with other seasoned industry leaders with expertise in nuclear energy. The diverse board brings global leadership experience, finance knowledge, and regulatory expertise to guide Terra Innovatum's strategy. The company aims to bring low-cost, zero-carbon energy solutions to market with the help of this accomplished board.
Powerbank CUN to present at Arcstone Kingswood Growth Summit in Toronto. Powerbank Corporation, NASDAQ CUN, will be presenting at the Arcstone Kingswood Growth Summit in Toronto on September 18, 2025. President and CEO Dr. Richard Liu will discuss the company's recent milestones and future growth strategy at the event, which will feature over 20 high-growth companies and connect investors with new opportunities. Powerbank focuses on renewable and clean energy projects with a potential development pipeline of over 1 gigawatt. To learn more, visit www.powerbankcorp.com. Please note that this report contains forward-looking information, and investors should consider the risks and uncertainties involved before making any investment decisions. Green Energy Breaks, Bollinger Innovations, Inc. secures $1.7 million in commercial EV sales. Bollinger Innovations, Inc., NASDAQ INI, has secured $1.7 million in commercial electric vehicle sales. The company announced the sale of 30 commercial EVs to Ziegler Truck Group, Range Truck Group, DB Schenker, and Larson Enterprises. The order includes urban delivery vans, utility trucks, and all-electric Bollinger B4 trucks. Full payment has been received from DB Schenker, with additional payments expected by September 30, 2025. Executives noted the rising demand for Bollinger's commercial EV lineup and highlighted recent restructuring efforts that have led to strong sales results with a more efficient, lower-cost model. Quantica Infrastructure CEO John Chesser to speak at DataCloud USA 2025. Quantica Infrastructure CEO John Chesser will be speaking at DataCloud USA 2025, where the company is a silver sponsor. The event, taking place in Austin, Texas on September 6-17, 2025, will bring together leaders from the digital infrastructure and energy industries. Chesser will participate in a panel discussing technologies supporting resilient operations, the impact of AI on backup power, advances in battery storage, and microgrid solutions. The panel, titled Solving the Energy Trilemma, Availability, Affordability, and Stability, will address key issues in the industry. For more information and to register for the event, visit the DataCloud USA website. Ucore Rare Metals Inc., TSEQEC, UURF, advances Rapid SX technology to revolutionize rare earth processing. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. is advancing its Rapid SX technology to revolutionize rare earth processing. Rapid SX is a patent-pending solvent extraction technology that outperforms traditional methods. The Strategic Metals Complex in Alexandria, Louisiana, is the testing ground for this innovative technology. Ucore's Rapid SX has shown superior performance in independent evaluations. This groundbreaking approach aims to enhance processing efficiency, reduce environmental impact, and strengthen the U.S. rare earth supply chain. Rapid SX utilizes column-based extraction, offering a significant improvement over power-intensive mixer settler tanks. Stay updated on UURF News at the company's newsroom. ESG Wire News is a specialized platform focusing on ESG sectors and sustainable corporate practices, providing tailored corporate communication solutions for public companies committed to sustainability. Xiaomi again exceeds 30,000 EV deliveries in a month. Chinese consumer electronics giant Xiaomi has once again exceeded 30,000 electric vehicle deliveries in a single month, showcasing strong consumer demand for their electric cars. This marks the second consecutive month of surpassing this milestone, solidifying Xiaomi's position in the battery electric vehicle sector. American EV makers like Bollinger Innovations, Inc., Nasdaq, BINI can take note of Xiaomi's success and use it to inform their own strategies in the EV market.
UK Tories vow to extract all North Sea oil and gas. Conservative Party leader Kemi Badenoch has pledged to remove net zero requirements for gas and oil companies in the North Sea if her party wins the next election. The focus will be on maximizing the extraction of remaining oil and gas reserves. This move highlights the strong market support for increasing oil and gas extraction globally. Companies like XX Corp, MZ, are investing heavily in exploring new oil resources. Investors can find more updates on JexX Corp in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire provides specialized communication services for the global mining and resources sectors, offering access to a wide network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communication solutions.
Beyond Oil introduces four new European distribution agreements in strategic partnership with Pilpul Hungary KFT. Pilpul Hungary KFT, a leading European culinary and food distribution company, has entered into exclusive distribution agreements with Beyond Oil Leaded for Hungary, Austria, the Czech Republic, and Slovakia. Pilpul will market and sell Beyond Oil's product to the food service industry on an exclusive basis with annual purchase commitments and royalty payments. Pilpul's dedicated leadership team includes Rafi Orel as project CEO, Regina Boros as managing director, and Peter Hattar as project manager. Leveraging their established sales organization, Pilpul will introduce Beyond Oil's product to customers across the territories, aiming for sustainable long-term growth. Both companies conducted thorough due diligence before forming this strategic partnership, aligning on values of health, sustainability, and quality in food service.
Tech Media Breaks, Powerbank Corporation, CBOECONN, FC 103, to present at Arkstone Kingswingswood Growth Summit in Toronto. Powerbank Corporation, Corporation 103, will be presenting at the Arkstone Kingswood Growth Summit in Toronto on September 18, 2025. President and CEO Dr. Richard Liu will discuss the company's recent milestones and future growth strategy. The event will bring together high-growth companies and investors for keynote presentations, panel discussions, and one-on-one meetings. Powerbank focuses on renewable and clean energy projects in Canada and the USA, with a potential development pipeline of over 1 gigawatt. To learn more about Powerbank, visit www.powerbankcorp.com.
How Mainland SE Asia is customizing its approach to renewables. Southeast Asian countries are adopting renewable energy into their energy mixes in a myriad of ways. While fossil fuels like coal and oil still play a key role in their economies, Southeast Asia is incorporating solar, hydropower, and other renewables at increasingly higher rates. Each nation in the region has taken its own approach to the transition. The region presents interesting scenarios that companies like Powerbank Corporation, with ambitions of creating global footprints, can study for possible strategies. UGI system upgrades in Bethlehem could provide opportunities to convert to natural gas. UGI Utilities, Inc. is set to start a natural gas main replacement project in Bethlehem on September 8th. This project provides an opportunity for some homes and businesses along the route to convert to natural gas. The work will take place on 2nd Street ramp onto Broadhead Avenue and Broadhead Avenue between West 3rd Street and Broadway. Construction will occur Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., potentially causing road closures, detours, and parking restrictions. Some interruptions to natural gas service are expected, requiring property access for inspections and equipment relighting. The new natural gas main installation is expected to be finished by the end of September, with final paving and restoration to follow. Those interested in converting to natural gas can contact UGI at 800-276-7222 or gasconversion at ugi.com. UGI Utilities serves over 760,000 customers, and more information can be found at wwg.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.